Out of the 1980s IMSA scandal, in which a number of drivers were charged with financing their racing activities with proceeds from drug smuggling, money laundering, or tax evasion. Rovan also serves as a producer of the sci-fi thriller Mercy, starring Chris Pratt, which Amazon MGM Studios is releasing in theaters worldwide on August 15th, 2025. Jared Leto, John Mulaney, and Lupita Nyong'o will star in Searchlight Pictures' Lunik Heist, a Cold War-era caper that is based on a true story. The film is written and directed by Oscar nominee Ken Powers, the co-director of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and the writer of One Night in Miami. Lunik Heist follows the American government's plot to steal a Soviet spacecraft during a 1959 expedition in Mexico City, and is based on an article by Jeff Mace that was published in MIT Technology Review. Quote, "We're so thrilled to bring together such an exceptional team," unquote, said Matthew Greenfield, president of Searchlight Pictures. Quote, "With the extraordinary talents of Jared, Lupita, and John, led by the visionary Kemp, Lunik Heist is a wild rollercoaster ride filled with subterfuge and unlikely heroes," unquote. It's Thursday, so grab the remote and recline your lazy boy. It's TV night in America. 12 years after The Wizards of Waverly Place ended, the iconic Disney Channel show is launching a sequel. Wizards Beyond Waverly Place follows Justin Russo, David Henry reprising his role, a vice principal living on Staten Island, with his investigative reporter wife, Giada, Mimi Giannopoulos, and their sons, Roman, Alkio Teal, and Milo, Max Matenko. Though Justin has retained his magical abilities, he's putting his wizardy days behind him. Neither he, Giada, nor his boys know anything about his powers. This changes with the morning of Justin's 34th birthday, rebellious and spunky 12-year-old wizard Billy, a phenomenal Janice Leanne Brown, arrives at the Russo home. Hilarious, fun, and charming, The Wizards of Wizards Beyond Waverly Place is a worthy follow-up to its legendary original, though undoubtedly delight newcomers and longtime fans. Reboots and sequels rarely live up to the hype. Wizards Beyond Waverly Place has its own flair still. The comedy plays homage to the previous show and offers new and unique storylines for a new generation. While the themes of family responsibility and the power of magic remain central, the new cast led by Brown also reinforces how important it is to stay true to yourself. Lively, fun, and full of some genuinely endearing magical moments, the new Disney series has potential of standing just as prominently as its predecessor. Today is November 1st. If you're celebrating, happy birthday from the Edge News staff. Here's some folks who share your special day. New Paltz local and star of Netflix's You, Penn Badgley, turns 38 today. Star of Hamilton and the film version of In the Heights, Anthony Ramos, turns 33 today. And Tim Cook, or sometimes called Tim Apple, the CEO of Apple, turns 64 today. That's about it from us, folks. Before we go, let's take a look back at today in history. In 1993, the Maastricht Treaty entered into force, thereby establishing the European Union. In 1967, the film classic Cool Hand Luke opened in American theaters, and became known, especially known for Paul Newman's performance in one of his iconic anti-hero roles. And in 1765, the Stamp Act went into effect, marking the first British parliamentary attempt to raise revenue through direct taxation of all American colonial commercial and legal papers. And that'll be it from us for the week. On the Edge News staff are directors Alyssa Rodan and Patrick Kelly. Tonight's engineer has been Patrick Kelly. Tonight's script has been written by Patrick Kelly. Sources for Edge News have been provided by The New York Times, The Gothamist, The Times Union, The Daily Freeman, BBC, CNN, and The New Paltz Oracle. Stay tuned for more cutting-edge music from the entire Edge News team. Have a beautiful night.
will have to start getting my fashion advice from somewhere else other than the website of a mid-tier suburban Boston classic alt-rock radio station. It's all on you now, SUNY New Paltz, WFNP 88.7, The Edge. Don't let me down.
We won't let you down, Mr. Colbert, because SUNY New Paltz is the best-dressed college campus, and we have an awesome radio station, WFNP The Edge, Rosendale, 88.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to WFMP Rosendale 88.7 FM The Edge. And you, they're not plugged in.
Yeah, I just realized my headphones were not plugged in. I was like, why can't I hear anything?
Well, this is WFMP Rosendale 88.7 FM The Edge. And welcome to Nowadays, the show about pop culture and all that jazz. I'm your co-host Patrick.
And I am your co-host Maura.
And, wow, what a day, week it's been.
It has been a week.
Yeah.
But... I mean...
Today feels like a Wednesday, if that makes sense.
It feels like a Wednesday, but also feels like a Sunday. Like, I feel like I'm really at the end of the week, but it's Friday.
Maura.
Still got my headphones on, but yes.
Maura, what's so nowadays?
What is so nowadays? Thank you for that wonderful question, Patrick.
Wow, so unexpected of me.
Oh, absolutely so unexpected. But I think what's so nowadays is dressing up all the time for Halloween. I think that's pretty nowadays. I think eating really gross food that makes you feel so good is so nowadays. And watching really gory, really creepy horror movies with your friends is so nowadays. The holiday Halloween is so nowadays.
You know what's so nowadays for me? Watching media, not political news, like not news, not information media, but like political media, like fiction, political fiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially about the election.
So I'm
especially
like,
aimed at younger people, like civics education stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna join you with that comfort food,
mm-hmm.
something so it's a food, but like you at the end of the day, you're just like, I need to get some comfort food after tonight's rehearsal.
I do think so. Rehearsal.
That's why I call my purse my rehearsal. And Halloween costumes.
Absolutely.
Specifically ones that are, it's clear what you're referencing.
Absolutely.
Not here, not nowadays. High concept or pun costumes, not here for it.
Absolutely not. Like, if you're like, I'm that guy from that one scene. Like, have you ever seen, it's a thing on Twitter now, it's like, I hate gay Halloween. What do you mean you're Dakota Johnson and the bowl of limes?
Yeah.
I think it's so funny.
That's
funny. But I also
funny.
Think it's so, I just hate when people are pretentious about it. They're like, what do you mean you don't know who I am? Uncultured? I'm like, no, I don't remember when Dakota Johnson lied about loving limes.
I hate lazy costumes.
I do too. Like, I hate when people just like, put on like a wig and something and are like, guess what I am? I'm like, you should know who you are.
Me last night.
No, because you had a vision. You had an idea. You had a vision.
Yeah. But like, we turned it out.
We did.
We've turned it out this Halloween.
Absolutely.
And we're going to turn it out tomorrow.
We're going to keep turning it out for, you know, one big finale, if you will. For those who can't see what I'm wearing right now because we don't have video. I'm dressed as Mordecai from Regular Show. Keeping the spirit strong.
And I'm dressed as Pestilence, one of the seven plagues.
Woo!
I'm not, actually. I was going to dress up in costume tonight, and then I was
but
not feeling it.
Someone's feeling a little sick, so you know what? I'll give you a free pass.
Yeah.
But the rest of you guys, it is freaking Halloween. Get your butts up. Get into some costumes.
Yes.
But no, I think Halloween
doesn't end because it's November.
No,
it
ends. It's November 1st. Like, grow up, people. Oh my God.
I love Christmas. Love Christmas.
Absolutely.
Love winter. No, but let Halloween finish its moment.
Absolutely.
Especially if it's Halloween, like, the next Monday, that's when, like,
yeah.
you can start doing Christmas stuff.
After this weekend, like, no, we're done with Halloween.
Yeah. Like, after this weekend, put it away.
Absolutely.
Although, I am for people dressing up just all the time.
Yeah.
Like, who tells you you can't just dress up in drag on a random Tuesday
like,
and
nobody.
Go out?
I feel like that, like, I would, like, love that. Like, let's bring that back. Dress up in drag to class. Who cares? It's SUNY New Paltz.
SUNY New Paltz.
But what was I going to say? Because I'm like, if you're celebrating Christmas right now, it is 70 degrees. this is the wrong time to be trying to get into that Christmas spirit.
What kind of Malikaliki Maka headspace are you in
absolutely.
Right now?
Absolutely. I'm like, if you're sipping eggnog right now, there is something seriously wrong with you.
Like, rewatching that one scene of Christmas Vacation
That's
where
I was
he's
referencing.
Thinking about the pool.
Yeah. I love that movie. Oh, Chevy Chase. Oh, Chevy.
Before.
Or I guess during. I think he was probably the worst during.
Probably, yeah, during.
There's no... I think it was before when he was, like, a baby.
Yeah.
Everything else has been during.
During.
But, no, so...
They're gonna break time into before Chevy Chase and then during
Chevy
Chase.
That's actually what BC means. Before Chevy.
Chase.
And we're just waiting for AC after Chevy.
After Chevy.
Any day now, guys. Fingers crossed. Keep those prayers on. We're gonna get there. Any day now.
WFMP does not wish ill harm
to Chevy
Chase.
No, we don't. We don't. It would be funny if he died at the on the day the community movie premiered, or like around when that was happening. Like, that'd be so funny.
And then Mark Harmon got made a hologram of him.
I know, it's that whole episode again. Yeah. It's like, oh my god, he actually. Sorry, Toby. We shouldn't be laughing.
That's a great Halloween costume. The Chevy Chase hologram from Community.
Honestly, Community has some great Halloween costumes. I was talking about this with Donnie. Like, the paintball episode, the Western one specifically. That's a great group costume. They have so many fun... Especially their Halloween episodes are so fun.
Yeah.
Like, classics. Gay marriage!
Yes. Any Dean costume would also
absolutely.
I feel like Dean Pelton is like the... If you're gay and you want to do like a draggy costume, that's like the first
Dean
reference
Pelton.
You'll look to.
I've
it's
seen
Trixie
some...
and Katya, Dean gotcha. Pelton, and then like B-movie actress,
duh. I've actually seen some Dean Peltons this Halloween.
Ooh, have any
I
of them
saw...
been really good?
Yeah, they were really good. I saw one on... Twitter, and it was just like the regular Dean look, and then someone did the gay marriage look with like the exact devil outfit. It was so cool. I was got such a kick out of it. Ugh, I love you.
You
community.
Know what? I'm surprised I haven't seen because they sell them at Anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
The SNL bridesmaids.
Yeah, actually,
I'm surprised I didn't see like a group
of
friends who
like
SNL
bridesmaids.
Because
people were talking, they were like, "I found the dress, like girls, you know what to do," but nobody went as Domingo or the bridesmaids.
Is it
so,
too? Is it something like we're gonna next year? We're gonna see it.
I feel like I don't know because I feel like it happened. It got culturally famous too close to Halloween, so I do worry it's gonna go through that thing of like people are like, "Oh, next year I'll do," and then next year comes along and it's like other stuff has happened.
Yeah,
because like, yeah, I don't know.
But yeah,
there's been great costumes this year from what I've seen. Some bad ones, but...
Maria. Shout out Maria Carta. The literally
it
Chapel
was insane.
Road.
It was such an insane costume. I was gagged.
I was like, I was on Instagram. I was like, I wish I was there in person.
It was insane.
I was about to like wake up in the dead of my sleep, run to the lecture center, just be like, where
Chapel.
Are you? Chapel. Because she looked so much.
It was insane.
It was,
and like makeup was great. The dress, like it was a perfect look. I was like 10 out of 10, knocked it out of the freaking park.
Yeah.
Caitlin, who was also at our drowsy rehearsal, she went as Jojo Siwa and did the makeup. It was so good. Everyone, like every costume that I've seen has mostly been very, very good.
Yeah.
The ones I have seen that I don't like, I keep to myself. But I've seen some ones that I don't like. But I'm just a hater to my core.
I've seen some ones that I don't like.
Let's talk about them, but like not... Let's just say the costume and not specify who we're talking about.
They're not listening. A bag of wipes. A package of wipes. It was one of those like cheap costumes such like the, oh, I'm SpongeBob, and it's like the shawl that you put over, your poncho. But with that, it was like Kleenex wipes in it, which like... removes 99% of anxiety. So it's like a funny
like
little
a joke,
thing. But it was a lazy costume.
I just hate when people are lazy. Like, they wear, like, it's like a bodysuit, and they're like, I'm this character.
I'm
but
Catwoman.
I'm like,
and be like, no, you're not.
I'm like, no, you're not. You, like,
do Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman, or do, like, Eartha Kitt Catwoman, and go all
just,
out
like,
with a glam.
Some of these costumes, I'm like, you are so lazy. Like, oh my god. Like, put some effort in, people. Please, please.
I had to get my Lovett costume on. I was Mrs. Lovett for Halloween.
Yes.
The day before, technically, Halloween. And I had to get that on in, 10 minutes, and I still couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It does not take that long to, like...
It doesn't.
...have a good costume.
Also, like, you can find a lot of stuff in your closet. Like, most of my costumes have been me pulling stuff from my closets. And, like, or, like, borrowing stuff from my parents. Like, it's super easy. And also, doing fake blood... takes a lot of work. Like, my bathroom looked like the freaking Carrie's prom after I was done last night. But you know what? I still turned out. it was awful to get off my body, but I still turned out.
Fake blood, like fake wounds, anything. Oh, we have to go to PSA.
I was like, oh, it's funny.
We'll be
back. More on fake blood and other nowadays.
My mom says maybe they don't have money to buy a costume.
Oh, that is true. We are not classist here at Nowadays. We redact that statement. Okay, well, I'm not.
Only rich people can have fun.
Only rich people.
And with that, we go to our first commercial break.
We're gonna get canceled.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, and we are back.
We are back. Hello, hello, hello.
Quickly, before we go into our next topic.
Yes.
Well, actually, you know what? We don't need to talk about
it. Let's just go back into next topic.
Next topic. What was your best Halloween costume that you've ever done?
Oh. See, I think this year has been my most, like, banger year, because I think everyone has just been hit after hit after hit. But I think my personal favorite one, and I think the one that makes me the happiest and is very me, is when I was 5 years old. I was six, actually. It was my first Halloween in, like, a public school, because I went to, like, a special kindergarten, like, preschool. So, and I went as a paper bag princess, specifically the paper bag princess from the Robert Munsch book, if anybody knows that. And so I had, like, I just wore a paper bag, and it was so me thing. I think it was so me core, especially because the day of the Halloween parade, I threw up everywhere and I had to go home. I'm like, that's the most Mora thing to do, be this niche thing and get sick and have to go home.
My parents are telling me that my best costume was. I had so many good ones, let me tell you. One year, I was Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, that's so Patrick.
And I literally had the fake mustache. I got, like, spray dyed my hair black, which that does not come off easily.
Yeah, no,
I was in the bathtub and the water was black and I was, like, still scrubbing off and wasn't coming out.
But commit to it.
I was a plague doctor.
Ooh!
But I handmade my plague doctor costume.
See, iconic.
Which I even, like, handmade the mask.
That's
so
cool.
I got my dad, I think, helped me. Like, my dad did
a lot of
it.
But still, like, you made it. That's
we
cool.
handmade it, and, like, we hand-dyed, like, an old lab coat. That was really cool. We did, we got, like, lenses from sunglasses, and we put them over the eyes, so they were, like... I think Love It is one of the...
You look so good.
What's been your worst Halloween costume?
Oh.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like, oh, I know yours.
I know yours.
I know which one you sucked.
I, 1 year, went for Halloween. I was going to be a skeleton.
Oh.
But the...
Baby Bridges.
I had a seizure earlier the day. So I still went trick-or-treating.
Oh.
But they had my helmet on, and the hood wouldn't fit over, the mask wouldn't fit over. So I was a kid with a helmet and a skeleton costume. And so my godfather, I believe it was my godfather, my parents will correct me, said, oh, he's Caesar Man. And so I was Caesar Man for a long year, Halloween. Caesar Man is a kid with a helmet on and a skeleton costume.
Dude, you gotta copyright this. Marvel is gonna take it. It's gonna be the next superhero.
Agatha, he's gonna join the Young
Avengers. He's gonna join the Young Avengers. I'm trying to think of my worst one, because I block out so much. My worst one was when I went as Lilo and Stitch, but the person I was gonna be Stitch with ditched me. So, first of all, cultural appropriation, me being Lilo as, you know, a white girl. But also, my Stitch left me, so I was just kind of standing there like, dang, nobody want me for real.
I'm about to read her out on the airwaves. One time, my sister was Pocahontas, and
Wait.
She was Jasmine, and she was Mulan.
My sister had a Peter Pan-themed birthday party, and I was, like, begging my parents. I have to be Tiger Lily. I am Tiger Lily. And my mom was like, no, you can be, like, Wendy. Be Wendy. I was like, no, I'm Tiger Lily.
You can be
I've been known to do a cultural appropriation, you know? And I repent for that. I am sorry. I won't do it again.
My worst costume, I think, was Liza. My Liza Minnelli costume.
No! I loved... Dude, what? That was good.
I thought it was lazy, just because it was, like, something I... But I, like... Because it's just a shirt and a wig.
But I don't think it's lazy because you brought a lamp.
Yeah.
It's not, like... And also, like, that's what she wears in this sketch. So, like, you weren't being lazy. Like, you were just being on point. You were being on theme.
Alrighty.
Like, that's not lazy. Being lazy is wearing a bodysuit and saying... I'm
Seizure Boy.
I'm like, you're not Seizure Boy. You're not Bluey. You have a... What? Be so for real. But...
I've gotten advertised multiple times a bandit fursuit.
Like a furry fursuit?
But it's boxy, which is a mascot costume.
Oh, okay, so it's like mascot.
So it's not like a felt attractive bandit. It's just
bandit.
Like, it's just bandit.
We're not sexualizing bandit here.
And I'm thinking, if I had infinite money, I would buy it and I'd just wear it around. Can you imagine if I just sat down for nowadays and I was just in a bandit costume?
I think I'd be like really intrigued, but I'd also be really scared. I do love bandit. Like, bandit's like, the goat.
You wake up one morning, I'm just standing over your bed in a bandit costume.
Dude, don't do that. I've been having so many nightmares recently about people doing that. Don't do that. Does anyone know do you know who Art the Clown is?
Yes.
So I had...
Terrifier.
Yeah, so I had a nightmare about him one night, and, like, I woke up... Like, I always, like, have nightmares about killers, and before they kill me, like, brutally, I wake up, so I don't get to experience it. But I, like, was in Element the other day. I was eating my lunch, doing my homework, and a person dressed up as Art the Clown walks by carrying a trash bag of things, and I was just frozen with fear because I had dreamed about Art the Clown, and I had not, like, consumed any Terrifier mirror. I won't consume it. I haven't looked at stuff from the movie, so I didn't even know how he came into my dreams. And then he was there the next day. It was so scary. I was like, oh my God, I'm seeing things. I'm a visionary. But I don't know. That's just me being crazy, but it was really scary.
That was like me when I was younger with Chucky. I was terrified of Chucky.
I had a terrifying of Chucky too.
But I had a very realistic nightmare one night, and it was like, it featured Chucky in it. Like,
freaking
like,
Chucky, freaking gingers. So scary.
Quickly, back to best costumes.
Okay, yes.
I forgot to tell you, I did 1 year go with Frankenfurter in high school, and that
okay,
was such a
sleigh. Okay, you told me this. I knew this.
Just because I want to post that picture on...
Nowadays.
On the Nowadays Instagram,
so
I want to mention it.
One of my favorites so far this year, the summer I went as Pearl for my birthday party, and yesterday I was Amanda Young from Saw. I think those are my top two that I love. Like, I'm so good.
I was telling Donnie this earlier. I was so confused. I thought... You were going as Billy and Mandy from The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
No.
And I was like, so when you were, you looked up, I was like, okay. And then when I saw Johnny's costume, I was like,
oh. It makes sense when we're together. It makes sense when we're together.
But because I didn't hear Amanda, I kept hearing Mandy for some reason. I was like, oh, Billy and Mandy.
I was scared by that series as a kid.
Really?
Those two kids freaked me out. They were so weird looking. Not to shame any weird looking kids.
I was
you
a weird
you.
Looking kid, so.
No, but I love you.
Wow.
Feeling the love tonight on Now.
Feeling love. I loved, like, Flapjack. That was a big one. That was also scary.
Oh, yeah. Cartoon Network had some really weird stuff. Like, if you really look back on it, weird stuff in kids' cartoons.
I think it was because it was, like, if you were older, it was like, oh, it's, like...
It's funnier when you're older because you get it.
But yeah, it was slightly older kids, so it was like, oh, but, like, it could be a little scary.
Yeah.
And they, like, went all in with that, like, the gross out and, like, the fear.
But there are definitely some, like, shows I've looked back on where I'm like, this is, like, low-key, really gross material. Like, have you seen Totally Spies?
No.
It's... I, like, loved that show as a kid, but looking back, it had a really bunch of, like, weird sexual stuff in it. For a show about high schoolers who are, like, teenage spies, which is, like, dream for me.
The only thing I know about Teenage Totally Spies is that they never wore the same outfit in an episode.
No, they were always styling. I will give them that. Those girls knew how to dress. They were always dressed to the nines.
Which I can only think that's... A very annoying thing from animator, though.
Oh, absolutely.
To keep changing the character sheet to
but
be like.
Most of the time, they always wear their usual spy suits, so the only time they're in different clothing is when they're like themselves, which is like always at the end and beginning of episodes. But yeah, I would be annoying. But you know what? They were dressed to the nines. Give those girls their flowers. Yeah. It's 50.
Flowers. It's just 50. All right.
We got there on time.
We're on time.
Yay.
This is a high class production here on WFMP.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see you back later after these PSAs.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. I realize I didn't do my usual legal ID thing. We're all listening to WMP Rosendale, 88.7 FM, The Edge.
Now we're back. And for our final topic of the night, comfort food. Food, obviously, my favorite thing to talk about.
Do you want to start? Because you...
Yes.
You...
I have been going through this kick because I have so many wonderful people in my life who has been introducing me to just so many wonderful establishments. I'm so lucky and grateful. I tried Taco Bell for the first time a month ago, and it really changed my life. It was so good. Like, it's all I've been thinking about. Like, I had Wingstop recently, too. It was so good. It was amazing.
Next up, Texas Roadhouse.
Next up, Texas Roadhouse. I'm getting that freaking blooming onion. I cannot wait. I'm, like, counting down the days till I can go.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I've been, like, really loving Taco Bell. I've been trying to, like, eat everything I can from there, but I always get that same crispy chicken taco. I've yet to try a Baja Blast, but I've been living the life.
This feels a bit like the Princess Switzerland area or something. Where it's
Prison Protection Program!
Yeah, where it's like, oh, this really high-class person is in these really low-class rooms, and they're loving it.
And she's like, you've never had pizza before?
Yeah.
Pizza? Like, that's how I feel when I talk like this. Like, I've never, like, seen a taco bell in my life. Like,
it is wild, because my parents, they had my two sisters, they ate out a lot, to the point where my parents will say this, and they'll probably text me in, like, 3 seconds when they hear this, that they got worried when the girls started to play waitress as, like, their big game that they'd play. And then it was like, when I grew up, I want to be a waitress.
They were like, I know what I want to be. I've practiced long enough.
And it's like, okay, maybe we need to stop eating out so much.
Maybe we don't do this anymore.
We had a little McDonald's. One of our big, the favorite toys when we were younger was a McDonald's cash register.
Ooh!
That had, like, push buttons and the credit card swipes.
Okay, fans.
Yeah.
Fancy, fancy.
I loved the play kitchen, but...
play kitchens were wonderful.
I love a good sweet and sour chicken from
absolutely.
A Chinese restaurant. I recently was out doing some shopping.
Yes.
And I was lost in Poughkeepsie. But
as
there was
is.
This Chinese restaurant, and I was like, okay, I know. North Star. I was like, I got myself a big thing of sour sweet and sour, got home, ate it all, and was like, all right, I feel whole now.
That's honestly so real. I feel like Chinese food just, like, does something to your soul. Like, anything like a blank chicken on, a menu, I'm always like, okay, like, pineapple chicken, sesame chicken, General Tso's chicken, like, okay, sign me up.
Also,
like, so basic, but, like, sign me up.
I'm a big fan of, like, a popcorn shrimp. I like
I wish I liked seafood.
Fish and chips.
Chips.
Tomorrow.
I know. I'm so excited. It's the weirdest thing because I hate fish. Like, if you ask me, like, do you like fish? I'll, like, be so, like, no, I won't eat it. Like, screw fish. But I love fish and chips. I can't get enough of it.
I feel like fish and chips, it's a lot like just, like, a chicken tender, but it's, like, softer. It's, like,
yeah.
A pillowy chicken tender.
And then you can get some vinegar on there. I love things that are tart.
Yeah.
Like, again, sign me up. I'm down. I'm in. Like, I remember... I watched Florence Pugh eat it was, like, an old video, and she, like, ate, like, a bunch of English foods, and she ate fish and chips, and I was like, oh my god.
Does she eat a whole duck in that video also?
She doesn't eat, it's a hen. Roast hen. She doesn't eat all of it. She eats a lot in that video, though. They, like, put her to work. It's, like, 11 foods. But they all look so yummy, and, like, people crap on British people, but, like, that looks awesome.
You know what?
And maybe I'm just too white, but, like, dang. I would mess up a Cornish pasty, probably. Maybe.
Oh, I got sent another picture of me as Frankenfurter.
Woo!
But no, I love a good, so much. I love a good fast food moment.
Absolutely. I think sometimes you just need it. Like, it's so bad for you, but, like, at the end of the day, just having a chicken tender can really soothe
your
soul.
I eat like a five-year-old, but you know what? I'm happy.
You're happy, you're living, and, like, honestly, like, so many people, like, sometimes I eat salads, I'm like, wow, I hate this. Like, sometimes salads are really good, but sometimes I eat them, I'm like, I would rather eat my own tongue. This is awful.
Although I do love, like, a Caesar salad.
Caesar salads are so good, but I've been really... Every time I'm an element, I'm either having a turkey club or a Cobb salad. I love my Cobb salads.
A turkey club.
Turkey club.
In the turkey club, we're all fam.
In the turkey club, we all fam.
No, I love a good sandwich. I love a good deli sandwich.
Absolutely. I went to Jersey Mike's over, like, the summer, and they gave me this, like, roast beef with, like, oil and vinegar on it, and I was, like, changed. And I tried making my own at home, but I added too much oil and vinegar, so it was, like, a soppy mess, and it was really tart, but I still ate it. I don't know what that says about me, but I still ate it. And then my mom got mad at me, and she's like, you're not supposed to do that! Yeah. But, I don't know.
I do love that the people, two people with gastro problems are talking about how much they love greasy food, fast food.
I know, we're like poster child. My gastro keeps emailing me for like these free services. She's like, go to this like conference. I'm like, queen, I'm not a doctor. Like, I'm at school right now. Peace and love. But
she wants you to go to a conference?
Yeah,
about, like,
I don't know what's her problem. She needs to leave me alone. She's obsessed with me. It's like a problem. She wants me so bad.
Yeah. I'm the exact opposite. Sometimes I feel like I'm running out of pills, and like, I'm like, do I go back to the doctor to get this refilled? Like,
yeah, how get it refilled.
Because I'm like, what? I was giving like, all right, you have this, you're on this, don't eat this. All right, goodbye.
That's kind of how it is. Like, you really kind of just got to like figure it out.
That acid reflux diet is awful. The acid reflux diet, you can't eat spicy foods, you can't eat fried food, you can't eat deli meats, you can't eat...
You can't eat deli meats?
On some I've heard, you can't eat deli meats. You can't eat, fatty foods. Anything that you're like, ooh, this is good, you can't eat. You can't eat tomato sauce, you can't eat acidic foods, you can't eat...
See, I do not like tomato sauce, so I do not know
ketchup. You can't eat ketchup.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I would be really sad about that.
And I'm assuming vinegar also is pretty acidic, so you can't eat vinegar.
Yeah, but I will eat it anyways because low-key, my meds do the trick. So I'm like, as long as we're on a happy balance, I will do whatever I want.
As long as I got Voquenza, I know Voquenza got me.
Amen. Always got my back. Thank you, Famotidine. Love you, baby girl.
I like taking Famotidine when I had it.
It was so
good.
We're
80 years old. We're talking about what medications we talk.
Like, we love our medications.
We love our medications.
Thank you, Big Pharma.
I can't wait to go to bingo later.
I've always wanted to go to bingo.
I want to go to bingo.
I
want to
go to bingo.
A pocketbook bingo when they give pocketbooks
out? Yes, I like the big stampers. But I was watching, not SNL, it was a Impractical Jokers clip where it's Sal, and like every time he's like, bingo! And they all start getting so mad at him. And it's the funniest thing ever. Tonka Jahari. Gotta love him. I am Tonka Jahari, but I would never order a whole pizza for myself. I'll take it, but...
Kansas McBasketball? I like that one.
I haven't seen all of them. My roommates are, like, slowly getting me into them.
I've only seen that clip. I need to watch Impractical Jokers.
They're so funny. I saw one where young Sheldon appeared, and I got so excited because I was like, oh my god, that's young Sheldon. That's young Sheldon.
Like Ian Armitage?
He was like a child.
Wow.
So it was pre-young Sheldon. I was like, this man has no idea what he's going to grow up to. That's young Sheldon. He's going to be the one saying bazinga.
I feel like Practical Jokers are the chaotic neutral version of what would you do?
Yeah. Oh, when I was in middle school, one of my friends had a fan account for John Quinones. Like, they were in love with John Quinones. And
I
also,
love
like.
That.
If, like, you were, say, like, you were doing something bad on What Would You Do? Like, and if John Quinones came up to you, what would you say? Would you be like, no, John. Like, I was showing what not to do. Like, I'm on your side, John.
Yeah.
This is what not to do.
Not to do.
Hi, I'm John Quinones.
And now it's also the person who does The View. The blonde woman on The View is also co-hosting it.
Oh, yeah. What would you do? Say, going strong.
What would you do?